Amen. Well, happy Labor Day weekend. Amen. Just come down here if that's okay. I don't bite too hard. Yeah, maybe a little bit. Just a little bit. Hallelujah. We know the Holy Spirit is here to help us. Amen. And Jesus told us in the Gospels that the Holy Spirit is here to help us with no matter what it is we're going through, right? How many could use some help tonight in something, right? Whether everybody's got too much money, right? Nobody here could, right? All your relationships are just Jim Dandy. Sorry if your name's Jim tonight. I didn't mean to point that out, so... Right, but we all have things in our lives. Some are good at math, some are good at English, some are, we all have something we need, right? A job, help on a job, whatever it is that we need. But the Holy Spirit is there to help us. And let's just read a few things here. John chapter 14, verse 16. We read these last week, but it's always good, right? Repetition is good. When it's Rhema, you listen to Kenneth Hagin, and you had better get used to repetition, right? Because I'd have him, whatever class, or you'd see him, or any teachings. He goes over I remember spirituality, every day with spirituality. Open your Bibles, 2 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter, the 23rd verse. That's just all those things. But that's good, right? I mean, it's good for us to have a repetition. We think that's unspiritual sometimes to have repetition. Well, guess what? The sun comes up, sets every day. There's God is into some kind of repetition. Now, it doesn't mean that that's where we're going to be stuck, and there's no variety or spice to life. But what it does mean is sometimes in our life, there's just routines that help us. Jesus, he'd get up and he'd pray and he'd spend time with the Father, right? He had routines. But John chapter 14, verse 16 says, I will pray the Father, Jesus is talking here, and he shall give you another comforter. Well, the Pharisees didn't think that Jesus was a comforter. But he said another comforter, right? See, it's all perspective. You know, we're living in the land, if you don't tell me exactly what I want to hear, when I want to hear it, the way I want to hear it, you're hate. You're just mean. You know, I'm telling you what right now, if I did half the things Jesus did, I'd be in prison right now, and I'd be on 6 o'clock news, and they'd be roasting me, right? If I walked into some banks and started throwing tables off and took a bullwhip and started whipping people, probably needs to be done, right? But that's besides the point. But if I went into Congress and took a bullwhip and started throwing tables over and started whipping people, right? I mean, just think about it. But he considered himself a comforter. Because he said everything the Holy Spirit does, I mean, he's going to do and say everything that I do, that I've done and say, or I will do and say. And so it says here, even verse 17, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive. Now I'm going to stop there a minute. Without being born again, you cannot receive God from God. You cannot. The Bible discusses, it talks about the Holy Spirit convicts of the world of its sin. See, you and I, if we talk to people about Jesus, we're just the messengers. We're not convicting anyone. We're not. We're the ones that are, we're the delivery people. And so, the world cannot receive him. That's why, again, I've said before, we can get upset with people. The world, I mean, it's like anything, a dog barks, cat meows, and politicians lie. I mean, it's just what they do, right? It's just what they do. The sinners sin, and that's what they do. Why? Because it's their nature, and Jesus came to die on the cross to help us change our nature, according to 2 Corinthians 5:17. We are now new creatures in Christ, right? So there's something brand new with us. And it said they don't know him because you know him, for he dwells with you and shall be in you. And he's talking about the Holy Spirit here, right? So no matter where we go, we have the person, the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16, and it says, don't you know that you're the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? So no matter where we go, if we're born again, we have the Spirit upon us. He is with us no matter where we go. Verse 1 Corinthians 6:19 says, "What do you know that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have God, and you're not your own?" We have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, if we're born again, filled with the Spirit, right? We see that, because we just read a few weeks ago that God, or Jesus said that the Father and I will make our home or our abode in you. That's where we live. So we don't have to go run all over. I don't know where God's at. He's in us. And guess what? When he shows up, the devil can't be there. Cannot be there. But again, we allow the enemy in our lives sometimes, in our bodies, in different things. I've said it before. When I got saved, baptized in the Holy Spirit, all my addictions were gone. Now that's me. Supernaturally, it just something happened for me. It was gone. I didn't want any of that junk anymore. I didn't want alcohol anymore. My addictions were gone. Because guess what? That spirit of addiction, when the Holy Spirit came into me, you can't. It's either one or the other. You can't, like the Bible says, you can't serve two masters. You're either going to be delivered, and the Holy Spirit is going to be in you and living in you, or the enemy is going to be taken over, right? And I know there's people. We're all dealing with things, and nobody's perfect, but we're a work in progress, right? So just like Ephesians, the fourth chapter, it talks about he gave gifts unto men, right? And what's it later? It says, well, let's just turn there, Ephesians, the fourth chapter. Ephesians 4. I didn't think it was that bad. My preaching. Well, we like little people. So Ephesians, the fourth chapter, the 11th verse, it says, and he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. Here we go, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and for the edifying, or we say the building up of the body of Christ, till we all come into the unity of faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, here we go, unto a perfect man. Well, that really just means mature, right? But we're all developing. And we're still going to be learning things on the other side. I don't think that we're going to get on the other side with heaven. They're like, oh, we're all done now. No, we got a lot more things to do. So anyway, though the Holy Spirit, is our guide, our advocate. You're going to know things on the inside. He's going to be another comforter. Another comforter. He's going to be teaching you all things and bringing things back to your remembrance, right? That's why if you're in the Word or if you've been here for any length of time and if you're watching something and you hear something that's just weird on the inside, you're just like, eh, that's weird. Why is that? Because the Holy Spirit is bring things back to remembrance. He is showing you things. He is tweaking some things. He's the one that's going to convict you of things, right? The Holy Spirit. By your Spirit, he's going to convict you of some things. And when you listen to things, you're going to have this, boy, that's weird. You ever had that before? You listen to just somebody that preaches or teaches or something or says something, and you're thinking, ah, that's weird. Just don't know why, but just something's off with people. Well, it's the Holy Spirit leading and guiding you into all truth. John 15:26 says, but when the Comforter is come, I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which again is the Holy Spirit, which proceeds from the Father, and he will what? Testify of me. You know what? I just say this. Everything is about Jesus. The Holy Spirit will promote the ministry of Jesus, his sonship. Which leads us to where we're going next, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1. Mr. Gary kind of hit on this last week with the kids. We're going to talk about the gifts of the Spirit, but there's also what we call the fruits of the Spirit, which are basically the byproducts of the Holy Spirit. Those are, in fact, let me turn there while you're all turning to 2 Corinthians. I'm gonna skip over to Galatians, the 5th chapter, real quick. And I'm going to read that because it's really good. Galatians, the 5th chapter. Now, verse 18 through 21, it talks about the works of the flesh. That just means if you don't have the life of God in you, you're not born again. These are the manifestations or the traits of people who don't operate by the Holy Spirit. It's the byproducts of that. Verse 21, or 20, yeah, 22, excuse me, it says, but the fruits of the Spirit, that's love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, and against such there is no law. These are the byproducts of the Holy Spirit, right? So what that means is if we're not seeing this in somebody's lives or on a constant, now we all have bad days, right? We all, you know, sometimes we get mad and you can get in the flesh and get upset about something. But for the most part, we're walking in this on a regular basis. These are the things we're going to manifest. And it's simply just what the Holy Spirit, it's His personality. It's like, we don't get to heaven and nobody's depressed, right? Nobody's broke in heaven. Nobody's in fear in heaven, other than the fear of the Lord, right? Honor, just to honor Him. There's no hate in heaven. None of those things. So the fruit of the Spirit is going to show you the byproducts of the characteristics of God, and that is manifest through the Holy Spirit. Let's turn back to, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, which is called the gifts of the Spirit. Now, this is interesting because in verse 1 it says, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. In verse 2, it says, you know that you were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led. I want to stop there for a minute. Paul, the Apostle Paul, is talking to people, the Galatians. These people were idol worshipers, and they were involved in stuff. Now, we think that just because somebody has a little idol there, that it's worthless and doesn't do anything. That's not true, because There are spirits that can manifest and do things through idols that fool people, right? We have different videos we watched, but again, it's just the devil will use anything he can to fool and deceive people. So the Apostle Paul is sitting and saying, you know, you worship these dumb idols, and they are dumb, right? But he goes on, because let's just say this, these people are not unaccustomed to spiritual manifestations, but they're not of God. And the Apostle Paul talks about here in chapter 12, what we call the gifts of the Spirit. These are things that manifest that show up by the Holy Spirit. And you know what? Everybody here can operate them. It's not, we don't think, well, all these things, well, that just only happens to ministers, or just happens this, only this or only that. Verse 3 says, wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. So what is he saying here? You can't curse Jesus and bless him at the same time. You're either on or off. And what's he saying? It's all about Jesus, guys. I'm just telling you right now, it's all about Jesus. People that try to do... And while I'm healing people or I'm doing these other things, and it's not in the name of Jesus, I would run. Verse 4 says, there are different gifts, diverse gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operation, but it's the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. What is it for? These gifts are to help people. Everything the Holy Spirit does, it's not just for you, but it's for other people, right? People say, well, I've got this ministry, I've got this gift, and I've got this, and I've got this. No, it's not. Like I always say, I've never gotten anybody saved. I've been the delivery person, but Jesus is the one that saves people, right? I've laid hands on people, and they've gotten healed. But guess what? I have nothing to do with it. Jesus is the healer. Not I. Nobody else, right? I have no ability to do anything. Well, we got these people saved. We got these people healed. No, the Lord worked through you, and it's a great benefit and a blessing, but you didn't have anything to do with it. It's all the Holy Spirit's ministry, which is an extension of Jesus. So then it goes on here, verse 7, but the manifest of the Spirit is given with all, verse 8, for to one is given the Spirit of the word of wisdom, and to another the Spirit the word of knowledge. Do you know that we can operate in these things? And I just want to ask you to, let me read this and then we'll come back. To another, verse 9, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit. These aren't different spirits. It's all coming from God, right? And then in verse 10, to another working of miracles. Now I want to say this. You try to go fake a working of miracles, right? Some of these you can kind of, you know, manipulate, right? I got a word of God from you. I'm going to give you this is a word of wisdom, or this is a word of knowledge. But you can't fake miracles. Either your arm grows out or it doesn't, right? I mean, either things happen, you know, or it just doesn't. You can't make this stuff up. So you know that there, God is in manifestation. There are things happening. To another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, and to another interpretation of tongues. But here we go. But all of these working that one and the self-same Spirit divides to every man severally as he wills. What's he mean, as he wills? God is the one that's going to give it to you. I can't just decide, you know what, I think I'm just going to make this happen right now. Well, then what happens is, we see people that have done these things, then what do they say? Well, it's just not God's will. It's always God's will to heal people. It's always God's will to help people. It's always God's will to save people. Verse 12, for as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of one body, being many, are one body in Christ as well. Years ago, I was, you know, people can argue, whatever, but I remember having some of these before I was, you know, pastoring or doing things years ago. But I remember I worked at a manufacturing plant, Vermeer, it's in Pella, years ago, and I had just gotten born again, baptized in the Holy Spirit, and I mean, it was just, all these things were happening to me. I was having all these, you know, experiences of the Lord. And I remember having a lot of these things happen to me that I needed at different times. You think, what does this have to do with my life? And what does this have to do? Well, one thing is, too, when you're spending time with God, he's going to show you things. Another thing is, I remember the Lord, he'll have you do certain things. Often he'll show you. I remember I was laying in bed one morning, and I woke up, and when I woke up, all of a sudden I had a vision that my boss was walking down, there was steps, it was a big plant area, and in the middle was like offices, so they had all these offices, and it was like about two stories, and then you would have these stairs that walked up to the offices, and they had some down there, and all I know is, In the vision I had, I was standing there and I looked over behind where my machine was, and this guy was walking down the steps over to me, and then he told me that I had this job. And I knew on the inside, and what happened was it was that this gift of faith. It was just something that I just knew on me. Now there's faith that we build ourselves up for, that we see in Mark chapter 11. That we use our faith. Sometimes there's a special gift of faith that God does things and you don't really deserve it. And it's just going to happen. And you're like, I didn't really see this coming. And I just knew I had faith for it. There was some kind of faith for this. Well, sure enough, because I knew that they were going to make a decision. Sure enough, that same day when I got to work, I looked over and it was exactly like the vision. He walked right down the steps and walked over to me and he said, Well, we're going to give you the job. You want the job? It was he said the exact same thing in the vision that I had early that morning, later that day. So the point is, God will show you things. You're like, I'm not a pastor. I'm not this. I'm not that. These things are going to work in your life if you just believe God. If you need help, you need things, he's going to show you things to come. There's just going to be things that he's going to reveal some things. How many of you like to know some things about your kids? Wouldn't that be helpful, you know, to help parent them, right? That would be handy, right? Hello? There are things that the Holy Spirit wants to get across to you and needs you to get information to you, to lead you, to guide you, to do things so that he can help you. I've said this 1,000 times. Adrian and I were in a car. We were on a Saturday night going back home. And, you know, on the inside, I just had this feeling just kind of, something's really, really strange. I don't know what it is. And I had this, you need to slow down. Well, what was it? The Lord was giving me a word of wisdom. Something was happening in the future that was happening. Well, we got, and sure enough, there's a drunk driver. I slowed down and he went across the medium, went in the ditch. He would have hit us and killed us. And of course, everybody would have said it was their time to go. God took him home and all the other garbage, right? But what happens if I would just, how many people have died or things happen to them sometimes and they just weren't led by the Holy Spirit, you know? Yes, terrible things happen to people and I don't want to diminish that at all, but sometimes God's trying to tell people and maybe now we're not listening, right? I just remember too, I was born again, this is something too, I was born again when I was about 6 years old. But I had the Holy Spirit come upon me, and there's some things I've never talked about with anybody. But there was a manifestation when I was about 12. I had an encounter with God, and there was things that happened. But the Holy Spirit came upon me that day when I was 12. It was a Sunday night. And I remember I was, you know, kind of strayed away from God, but The Holy Spirit was still trying to lead me, right? He was still trying to. I remember a guy that I worked with. I went over to his house, and you know, doing different things. And all of a sudden, on the inside, I just had this: you need to leave right now. Well, I had no idea what was going on. I thought, and I wasn't really even living for God. I wasn't really, you know, spending time with her. And on the inside, I just kept this really kind of just this, something's really wrong. Well, I left, and 30 minutes later, the police came, and he had a whole meth lab in his basement, right? So I'd have been in prison for a while or something, you know, try to talk your way out of that one, right? But I'm telling you, we need these scriptures for everyday living. It's very important. And I can't tell you how many times I've had that where just something on the inside says, I need to leave right now. And then guess what? The police show up or something happened. I had that all the time when I was younger. On the inside, it's just like, you need to leave right now. You need to do this right now. What is that? The Holy Spirit is leading us things, even sometimes when you're not. I'm telling you right now, people think that they're trying to chase after God. I'm telling you right now, God is chasing after you. You don't realize that God is chasing after you. Now, he wants you to repent and to follow him and to run after him and to worship him and to love him, but he is madly in love with everyone here, and he's desperately chasing after people, trying to pull you back to him. And he'll do everything. And the Holy Spirit is here to help and lead people. You know how many times I remember when Adrian and I were in another church, we got up and prayed, and this is just, again, it's interesting when you're around other Spirit-filled people that how much God is doing behind the scenes with them, and you're also in conjunction. So you think sometimes that it's just you, and it's not just you. I remember one Saturday night, really early in the morning, I got up and started praying. It was like between about 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, so I was praying, and all of a sudden at 2 o'clock in the morning, I just felt this, okay, I'm done. And so went back to bed, and the next morning got to church. Didn't know anything about it, and all of a sudden somebody said, yeah, I was praying like, but it was weird. I got up and I was praying in the Holy Ghost from like 11 to 12, or from like 12 to 1. I'm like, really? Because I got up from 1 to 2, and then somebody else standing there, Really? Because I was up from like 2 to 3 praying. And see, I have no idea what it's praying out, but the Lord is leading me by the Holy Spirit. You need to do this. Why? Because there's something going on. What happens if you're the one that needed help and you needed prayer? See, I always kind of like this. Everybody's really great for asking for prayer, but then when it's time to get down and be obedient to the Holy Spirit and actually spend time praying for people, well, that's a different story. But so the Holy Spirit will lead you on different things, and you'll turn back and see, oh, sometimes he'll give you glimpses into things where he's leading you. He'll show you visions or things to come about people where it's not for you to go, get on the phone and blab to everybody, but you need to pray. You need to pray about things. And the Holy Spirit will show you things to come. And again, why is this so important? Why? Because we need help. Our little gray matter between our ears is very limited on our knowledge and understanding, right? And if I know that, okay, God knows the beginning from the end, the Alpha, the Omega, right? He knows everything. He is in a dimension. He's in the past, in the present, and the future. He knows the beginning from the end. He understands and knows it all. So if I know that he knows everything and he knows what's going to happen to me later, don't you think that I probably want to listen to him and at least tap into that moving forward, right? And guess what? The Holy Spirit is there, and he is helpful. He is faithful, because we just read in the fruits of the Spirit that what is it? Joy, peace, love, gentleness, kindness, faith. All of those fruits of the Spirit, what? He wants your best interest. He has your best interest at heart, doesn't he? And like he's trying to hide things. No, he's not trying to hide anything from us. Sometimes we're just not listening. So we can kind of break these things down, but let's go back and talk about some of these things real quick before we close. So, gifts of the Spirit, right? If we look at, we'll start in verse 8. The Spirit will give word of wisdom. That's often something. Wisdom is something that may happen in the future. A word of knowledge means you'll know something about someone that has already happened. Adrian and I would, we spent time in New Orleans or street evangelism and things like that. And that's a great place for these gifts of the Spirit to be in operation, right? I don't believe that. Oh, really? Let me tell you something about you. And then you start reading somebody's mail, and it's not about witchcraft or how'd you do this or anything. No, the Holy Spirit, what's the purpose of it? See, that's what we need to know, too, is when the Holy Spirit, these gifts of the Spirit is not just, can I just back up for a minute? In the Acts chapter 8, when we see Simon the sorcerer, what was the whole thing? He was trying to manipulate people. And then also the woman that was in divination with the apostle Paul, and then she eventually said was trying to cover herself so he didn't discover her. But she was doing fortune telling and doing all the things. Why? For money. When the apostle Paul cast that demon out of her, off of her, so she couldn't do it anymore, they got mad and wanted to kill him. Because why? Because they took his money, their money source. The Holy Spirit is not here to get things, to manipulate people, but there's always a divine purpose for the gifts of the Spirit. Why? It's to help people, to bring glory to God, and to bring people closer to him. That's where you'll know it's the Holy Spirit, is because when they celebrate Jesus, it's all about Jesus, it's about helping people. If it's not, it's about getting money, right? I always just laughed about the whole, I remember back in the day, Psychic Network, you'd always call that on TV. I didn't call it. I mean, not that you called it. Hopefully you didn't call it. But you get on there and they'd have in the 90s or something, the big Psychic Network, and then they went bankrupt. It's like, how come you didn't see it coming? Yeah. Right? But what are they doing? Oh. They want to pay paid, don't they? Right? They want their money. Well, the gifts of the Spirit are not for you to tell somebody something to give you money, but it's to for you to show them something that God is trying to get something across to them. It's always to bring people closer to Him, isn't it? It's never to manipulate people or do things. Now, there are people that have used these things, and that's why it's very dangerous where the Corinthians were doing things. they weren't valuing these things. And what happened was they started going in and taking communion, so they'd get drunk on the wine and eat all the bread, and then before anybody else got there, and the Apostle Paul says, well, this is the reason why these weren't sacred things to you. Because, see, these Corinthians were used to doing supernatural things that were very demonic. So they were used to these things, and they were using them for their benefit. And the Apostle Paul said, no, these things are very sacred, we see here, not for your dumb idols at the beginning, for you to use and manipulate people, or, you know, for demonic purposes, but it's all to help you to serve God and to help other people. How many could use some answers tonight or moving forward? That's why I'll watch something, and I don't watch TV at all. I definitely don't watch the news. Oh, my goodness. I don't watch any of that junk anymore. But you can tell on the inside when you're listening to something, you just get this, that's weird. There's just something strange about that. You know, I can't follow you all over and say, well, you know what, I'm sorry, but that's really bad. You shouldn't do that. That's why Jesus left. Because you can imagine if Jesus is still on the earth. I mean, he's got to eat sometime, right? He's got to have a meeting with his disciples at some point. And no, he said, it's better for me to leave. First of all, he sacrificed for us. He died so that we don't have to go to hell. And we're delivered and we're free. And then also, we also have everything else that the covenant promises us. That's healing and salvation and deliverance and everything else that comes with it. Also, too, since he left, he can bring we just read there, the ministry of the Holy Spirit in John chapter 14 and John chapter 16, right? Now, instead of us having to call Jesus or send him a text or, you know, can you, you know, go through 32,000 people to get to disciples so that they can tell Jesus to do this and do this, we got the Holy Spirit living in us. It is, I mean, can you imagine even back in the day, he was talking about multitudes, and even the woman with the issue of blood that touched him was instantly healed. There's no possible way in this day, if Jesus would have continued on and lived forever, you know, in this state, there's no way he could keep up. It's impossible. But thank God for the Holy Spirit. Every person can have and walk in these things and walk in the blessings and the Holy Spirit. We can access the ministry of Jesus through the Holy Spirit and have these things. And there's joy in this stuff. Part of this is, I just love the beginning of that. We just read in that, he said that I want, in fact, I'm going to read that again. That it's so good, the Apostle Paul said that. He says, verse 1, now concerning spiritual brethren, I would not have you ignorant. There's a lot of ignorance out there, isn't there, about this stuff. Yep, you were involved in idol worship. You were involved in all of these other things. But these byproducts, the manifestations of the Holy Spirit, they're a good thing. We need them for our lives. Now, are you going to wake up every single second of the day and have a working of miracles, right? No, but guess what? The gifts of the Spirit are there when you need them. When you need help. Because he said he'd never leave us nor forsake us. He'd always be closer than the brother. The Holy Spirit would live in us and dwell in us. He said that he and the Father would come and make their abode in us. So do you realize everybody in here that's born again, Spirit-filled, has three people living inside of you? Jackie has four. But we all have three. Amen. soon to reduce that to three. But amen. Hallelujah. But there's good things ahead. Amen. And that's where we have the Holy Spirit. We can have peace in every situation, no matter what we're going through. Looks like, help me, Jesus. The sink's shit. The ship's sinking. And what's he doing? He's taking a nap. You know. Think about Jesus. There's a storm going on and he's just racked out. You know, taking a nap. No sweat. No big deal. Speaking to the storm. It's awesome. It's because of Jesus we have these things. Amen. Father, we thank you so much for these precious people tonight, Lord. We thank you, Holy Ghost, for your ministry. Lord, we celebrate and we love the Father and we love Jesus. And we acknowledge you tonight, Holy Spirit, for your ministry. You're so precious. We love you so much that you love Jesus and you're here to extend and continue his ministry here on the earth through us. That no matter what we're doing, Lord, we can access and we can walk in the gifts of the Spirit when needed. Lord, we praise you and thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, have a great week, everybody. Have a great holiday weekend. Amen.